Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Chicago!
Chicago Blackhawks are coming off of one of their best road wins of the year last night in Dallas, and will now have to bring even more of that winning formula to tonight's game here in Colorado. The Avalanche feature the hottest line in the National Hockey League, and if the Hawks expect to take 2 points out of Denver, well, they got to shut those guys down. No mean feat. We're underway here in Colorado. The Avs get the puck immediately. Johnson firing it down the right boards into the Hawk zone. Ends up behind the net. Rantanen battling back there with Dahlstrom. Rantanen's got the puck left circle. Picked off by the Hawks. Murphy put it up the boards. Out of the box is Cahoon. Hawks at full strength. Cahoon over the Avs line down the right wing. Put it across. Oh, and what a save is made. No, they score! Excuse me. They score. It was a perfect feed from Cahoon across the ice.
To DeBrincat.
And Alex DeBrincat buried it. I thought Grubauer got a piece of that and deflected it out of play. No, the Cat buried it, and it's 1-0 Hawks. Back into the Hawk line to the top of the left circle. Spun it across, and it hit the skate of Kerfoot moving down the slot. He kicked it in behind the net and then got it, put it in front. Comfort shoots and scores. Well, that line works well together. A nice centering pass by Kerfoot, the Harvard guy, from behind the Hawk net to the guy that went to the U of M. And the Chicago kid, Comfort, ties it up at one. Siebert to the corner, sent it in on goal, punched down with a blocker, save, a follow-up shot by Keith, misses the net. The Avs come to full strength. Nemeth spins it ahead, McKinnon speeding over the Hawk line, left wing, stopped in the slot, David Landeskog, right circle, and he breaks his stick with a shot that tumbles in on Delia. He turns it wide. The puck is misplayed by several Avalanche players over the Hawk blue line to center ice. The Avs get it back, Nieto into the Hawk zone, right corner. DeCole, right point, fire! Delia down, was able to stop that. He had Calvert in his face there. Soderberg takes a pass from Jost over the Hawk line down the right wing, leans to the net, got away a shot! Delia down with a butterfly save, will hold it in the paint of the crease. We get a whistle and no further play. The other way comes Kane through center ice, over the Av line, cutting through the high slot, brings it on goal, and leaves there, they score! Artemisinov! Following up the Kane shot, Grubauer stopped the puck, but it leaked through his equipment and laid about 2 inches above the goal line. And Artemisinov followed up and finished. It's 2-1 Hawks. The Avs get it back and get it to center ice. Take it back by Kane. Racing over the Av line, down the left wing. Pulls up in the circle. Toe drags on call. Moves in front with a backhand turn wide rebound. Oh, and what a save made by Grubauer on DeBrincat on a follow-up shot. But a penalty is going to be called here to the Avs. Kerfoot took the puck away left corner with 16. Out to the line, Barry, deep slot. To McKinnon, top of the right circle, sends it in on goal. Big save by Dealer with the pads. Murphy fires it down ice, and it hits the post at the Avs net. It lays in the paint of the crease, but it doesn't matter. A desperation shot by Barry won't get through to the Hawks net, and the Hawks have won 3 in a row. 2 straight road games, and for Jeremy Colliton, possibly the biggest win of his NHL coaching career.